Puebloans are the descendants of ancient cliff-dwelling people. By studying the lifestyle of the modern Pueblo people, we have been able to learn how their ancestors lived hundreds of years earlier. The cliff-dweller society, as well as the Puebloan, was matrilineal, meaning that the line of descent is through the women, not the men. This included not only property, but also inheritance. The husband lived with his wife in her house, and their children belonged to her clan. The ancestral Puebloans were very spiritual people. Most important of all the powers was the sun, who is the father and closely allied with the Mother Earth. They worshipped many gods who controlled rain, plants, the flow of rivers and springs, and many other aspects of life. If there was discord among the natural forces, the result was drought or famine. This structure was a four-family home. It consisted of two rooms above and two rooms below. The outer wall collapsed, causing the floor of the second story to eventually give way. The large rectangular openings are doors, and the smaller opening is a window. The small wooden pegs sticking out from the top of the structure were used to hang meat and vegetables to dry in the sun, which preserved their food. About 6 to 10 people are believed to have lived in each house. Because of this, little time was spent indoors. In the lower room on the right, there is a grouping of grinding stones called metate stones. These metate stones were used to hold corn in place while a smaller mano or hand stone was slid back and forth across the face of the metate. This slow, tedious work was done day after day to make cornmeal. The soft sandstone metate had one fault. It produced a gritty cornmeal as sand from the metate stone chipped off and mixed into the cornmeal. After a lifetime of eating this gritty cornmeal, it ground away the enamel of their teeth, causing the cliff dwellers to suffer from decayed and abscessed teeth.